never thought. What?
Well, maybe Doc and I'd better get
No, I'd like you to stay, Brent. Calvin is right about one thing, though. I've been making a fool of myself. What's worse, I've been making a fool of Oliver, too.
Now, Cora.
You see, Calvin, I've known Oliver for a long time. Your father and I, well, we were all friends back in Kansas. All three of us. Of course, that was before I married your dad.
You've known each other all these years?
Once, Oliver asked me to marry him. But I chose your father. And I've never been sorry I made that choice. I guess you know that, Ollie.
Well, sure, Cora.
But after Ned died, well, it was like part of me had died, too. And I felt all hollow and useless, lonesome. Not a very romantic way of putting it. Lonesome, but that's how I felt. Like I couldn't go on by myself. Oh, you did your best, son, to keep me from thinking about your father and about myself. But it wasn't enough. And I kept remembering what your father said when he first took sick and he knew he wasn't going to get well. He said he'd take it as a compliment if I was to marry again, that it would mean our marriage had been a good one. But more than that, I think he knew I wasn't the kind to live alone. So I wrote to Oliver, asked him to come out to Petersville just for a visit. And then, well, getting married was my idea.
Your idea, Cora?
Ollie was afraid of what folks would think. Me having this ranch and him not worth very much. He's afraid they'd get the idea he was marrying me because of my money. So I told everybody that he had a ranch of his own, even bigger than mine.
Boy, Cora.
Oh, I was just trying to make it easier on him, Britt, so he wouldn't be embarrassed, uncomfortable. Of course, Oliver didn't know what I was up to.
You shouldn't have done it, Cora.
I'm sorry.
I'm not certain if that's CD player 2 or the actual CD I got here of the six shooter that's causing this issue, because it just cut off. It's probably a happy ending. After all, it is the six shooter starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett. A couple of other cast members: Cora Plummer Quincy was played by Virginia Gregg. Jean Tatum played a waitress. Robert Griffin played Oliver Quincy. Parley Bear was Doc Earl. Doc Early. I wonder if that had any relation to Max Bear, Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies. And Bert Holland was Calvin Plummer. Original air date on that one, again, was the 27th of December. That's 53 years ago. 54 years ago today as well. I'll be darned. My name's Arthur. This is the Grand Hour. We'll be back next week, the 3rd of January. I may or may not have a double billing. It's somebody's birthday and they've been requesting some Green Hornet, so I may or may not get into that. You listen to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio, as well as WMFO.org. Sun's supposed to be out today, but it's going to be cold.
Thank you. It is 3 a.m. You've been fishing in the sea. You smell like a whale and you're lit like a Christmas tree. You're so in love with her. Why are you calling me? You wanna see our dog. Oh, oh. You wanna see a lady lie flat. Will you just say her name again and I'll show you that. I guess I put on quite a show. Say you got a purple heart. Well, I'm a prisoner of war. Well, I ordered my own today. It'll be delivered by four. Don't want to salute to you anymore. You wanna see a bag, count their money. You wanna see a prophet shoot their own damn limb. You just say her name again and I might go dim. I guess I put on quite a show. I guess I made a spectacle. It wasn't me, it was a bad case of vertigo. Do you just give my regards? But you'd never let me go. I guess I put on quite a show. It wasn't me, it was a bad case of vertigo. So you just give my regards to her, 'cause I'm your
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Yes. to yourself. Get in the car, turn on the headlights, and wait the pedal with an old heavy stone. Leap from the open door. Watch all the wreckage sink to the ocean.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm going to tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm going to tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Thank you. just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. With your face sketched on it twice. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me. Said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
My bones. right here. Look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet. He couldn't be any satellite. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Front door, don't You spent your whole life waiting for the mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move.